some 3 years ago, or maybe more, a co-ed from the class of four decided she was overly rich, so she gave some away to the old philanthropist. MIT, her old alma mater. Oh well, better than giving it to Internal Revenue. Now in order for to get this loot, the people of the Institute agreed to build a great gray hall for housing co-eds, one and all. Move them out of other dorms. House, apartments, oh, in Boston Common. They tore up half the damn first street and commenced pouring much concrete. They got the whole first story poured and then found out they couldn't afford the rest of it. Not enough money. Had to make the rest of the building smaller. Unlocked. So the outer shell was soon completed, with pieces of the top deleted. A one-story blockhouse, cold aloof, with a sixth-floor silo on the roof. Looks like a two-stage rocket. Take off any day now. Watch out for those co-eds from Mars. Then along the problem came of what should be the building's name. Mrs. McCormick thought it'd be nice to honor the memory of her husband. What a fine name for a building. Think of it now. Stanley. Then J. Martin said, "Hear, hear, what to feed our co-eds, dear? Balanced meals are sure a must, and only Stouffer's can we trust. High prices, high profits. Low quantity, low quality. Yeah, that's balanced, all right." So now just west of the old great dome stands this lovely co-ed home. Utopia, now and here, all for $11.50 each year. You can't get all of them into it. You can fool some of the people all the time, and all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. Abe Lincoln said that. What would MIT do with real girls? I said that.